133 882, the open line number. Robert Dow is the he's from Rail Back on Track. He's one of the authorities on public transport in this state, and he wants to pick apart this announcement today. We've invited him onto this program. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Peter. Good morning, listeners.
Great to chat to you again. It's been quite some time. I want to just ask you, it's a fair assessment that people tend to want to drive their cars here in the southeast?
Well, I certainly do. Part of the reason is fare cost. The other factor is the poor service frequency that people often have to put up with buses and trains in southeast Queensland.
Mm.
So both of those things act as a disincentive for travel. Now, with the announcement of this 50 cent fare policy today, which was a little bit unexpected, although I did notice yesterday some of the state MPs on social media were sending around pictures of 50 cent pieces.
Mm.
And I thought, what's this about? And I thought, well, maybe they're going to reduce fares by 50 cents or something. Little did I expect that they would have a 50 cent flat fare.
Mm.
But that's really a remarkable outcome, I suppose. You'll be able to travel, say, from Ipswich to the Gold Coast for 50 cents.
Mm.
It's probably unsustainable in the longer term, which
it is
a concern to us.
It's 100% unsustainable because, Robert, what happens in 6 months' time when whoever is premier, and I've made this point a million times this morning, goes, oh, shit, we can't keep up this 50-cent transport. We don't have any money.
Well, that's right. What really concerns us principally about this is the cost, the stated cost, which is around $150 million. I think the Treasurer has outlined that figure. Is that quarantined from the TransLink budget in terms of service improvement funding? We're desperately fighting for improvements in the bus network, particularly outside Brisbane in Logan and Redlands, Horton, Ipswich particularly. Is this going to affect any possible increase in our bus services in these regions where it's desperately needed? That's our real main concern at the moment.
A
secondary concern is it probably will lead to a little bit of overcrowding on some services in peak. I think TransLink will need to manage that.
Mm.
And another thing it might do is actually delay the eventual rollout of the smart ticketing project, because they'll now have to reprogram the present system.
So, Robert, you would say to the government, keep that $150 million or slash that $150 million in half and perhaps slash the prices of transport by 50% and give that $75 million that's left over to improving the transport network, putting some extra buses on. Is that a better idea?
Well, it's a good idea, yeah. We're hopeful in the budget on June the 11th, the state budget, there will be some additional funding for service improvement, particularly for bus networks outside of Brisbane. We're hopeful. I think it's probably a little bit too cheap in terms of the fares. We've been pushing for some time increase in the off-peak discount and free travel for children. Throughout Queensland, I might add too, right? I suppose the good thing about this 50-cent fare policy, it is throughout Queensland on all our regional TransLink bus networks in Rockhampton, Mackay and Cairns and so forth. They will also get the benefit of a 50-cent fare, so that's a good thing, right? But, you know, what's going to happen in 6 months? What's going to happen if the LNP win the election?
I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen, Robert, in 6 months. You and I both know. You know what's going to happen. It's unsustainable. And it's going to be either Stephen Miles or David Crisafulli that have to make that tough decision.
Exactly right. But one possible benefit of this is that it might lead to some new innovative fare products on the new smart ticketing system. You were talking about family tickets. Well, we agree.
What, $5 day pass on weekends?
Yeah, why not? Right, children are free on weekends anyway at the moment. Well, why not just make it a big package so that parents can travel with the children as well for $5, as you outlined, is a good idea. This may actually direct the smart ticketing project to come in with some new fare products, such as family ticketing, daily capping, weekly capping like we used to have. Remember, the listeners will probably remember the old monthly and yearly tickets.
Yeah. I used to have them as a kid. We used to get six monthly. I used to hop on the train at Indooroopilly and head into Central every day or to Milton. And we had six monthly passes. And they were affordable because our parents would pay for them. and they were very, very affordable, and you used to just flash your card. It was a little laminated card. I like what you've just mentioned there, Robert, about capping the price of transport. So what about a $10 cap a day?
Yeah, that's the way to go. Mm. And then you can travel unlimited, right? You pay your monthly or your 6-monthly fare and use your smart ticketing to travel, you know, constantly. Mm. And that gets people on public transport.
Yeah.
So fares is one aspect, but we've also got to do the service improvement.
Yeah, fares is one, but comfort's the other.
Oh, comfort's all right. Not too bad, right? But we've got to improve the service frequency, both on rail and our bus networks, particularly outside of Brisbane. Brisbane's not too bad, to be honest, Peter.
Yeah, by comfort, I mean being able to walk out and get a bus and make sure it's on time. Convenience as well. I mean, that's the whole thing with public transport, convenience.
That's right, yeah. And you can look at these cheap fares in the sense that you're paying $30 for a bag of rotten apples. Mm. And if you're paying 5 cents for a bag of rotten apples, it's still a bag of rotten apples, isn't it?
Well said. Good on you, Robert. Thanks for jumping on, mate. We haven't spoken in a while. Great to have a chat.
Likewise, yeah. Good morning, everyone.
There he is, Robert Dow from Rail Back on Track. Very smart fellow. He's one of the authorities on public transports in this state. So there you go. He thinks that the government could use that money elsewhere, split it perhaps, maybe $75 million for them to get some more buses, particularly around the Redlands. They're looking for more buses. It's an interesting thought. Anthony and Chermside, I've got to be very quick.